Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Dislike it. People will find out how much you like something. We ain't even going to talk about love on this show. We're going to talk about liking. Because liking is one of those things. You know, do you like this? Do you really like, you know? Has anybody ever bought you a gift? Bought you a gift. And they kind of watch the way that you open the gift to see if they can tell if you like the gift or not. And it normally shows. It normally shows through your anticipation, like, am I about to get something really big, something really great, something really special? Or is it like, oh, my God, am I going to have to pretend like I like this thing again because I know that this person doesn't know how to give really good gifts? So I'm going to have to put on a dog a little bit. I'm going to have to front a little bit. I'm going to have to do my best acting impression. All right, so somebody buys you a gift, and it might be something that you say, you know what, that is pretty unique. I do like that. It might not be something that you like. Like, okay, they bought you, you know how sometimes people will buy you something to wear. Yeah, I really like this sweater. I thought you would look nice in this sweater. You know when people do that, they looking to see you in that sweater or that scarf or those gloves or that hat or that shirt or those pants or whatever it is. buying something to wear for somebody else, or having somebody else buy you something that you're going to wear can often be a trap. They're going to find out whether you are insulted by what they bought for you or whether it's a good look. Who knows what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So sometimes people might ask you later on down the line, you know, whatever happened to that thing I bought you? And you know what that question is about. Did you like it? Because you may be one of those really good actors. So when you opened the thing, it was like, this is nice. Ooh, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I, you know, you might have done that, or it might have been like, wow, this is nice. Oh, I like this. The proof of the pudding, the proof in the pudding of whether you really liked it or not is if they ever see you in that thing again. Now, you may have worn it, maybe worn it a couple of times, maybe worn it a time or two, but you didn't make sure that they saw it, which may mean something and it may not mean anything. But they're looking to see if you actually wore it. So they're going to ask you, you know, whatever happened to that shirt, that sweater, that blah, 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 that I got you a couple of years ago. I really like that. And you're thinking to yourself, like, you must have liked it for you because it wasn't for me. I ain't like it. It was okay. I ain't like it. It was okay. I love it, as you can clearly see. Well, the bottom line is you're going to be tested to see if you liked it or not. So it's one of those things. You know, sometimes you have to show and prove whether you really like something or not. And sometimes there may come a time when you have to show action to prove whether you like something or not. And you know how that go. You know, yeah, you say you like it, but, you know, do you love it? Or would you do something to prove that you really like it? You know, time to pay the piper. Time to show and prove, baby. It's one thing if we're talking about inanimate objects, if we're just talking about things. But when it comes to people, you know that there are different degrees of liking somebody. You know, shoot, we like people who we don't even know. We turn on the TV, internet, look at our phones and all that kind of stuff, and we make determinations about people that we don't know about whether we like them or not. Yeah, I like Beyonce. Or I don't like Beyonce. Well, why don't you like Beyonce? Well, I don't like the certain things that I've noticed about her. She seems a little phony or you know, she's just a carbon copy of other artists. It seems like she takes from other artists and uses it as like it's her original material. I don't really like that. She ain't nothing but a extra hyped up Tina Turner, whatever. She got all her moves from Tina Turner. Look how she be shaking. That ain't nothing but Tina Turner. She even got on a Tina Turner skirt. She ain't no Tina Turner. She can never be a Tina Turner. You know, whatever. You know. Whether you know them or not, you have the right to determine whether you like something or somebody or not. It's a free country. It's a free world in that regard. But somebody may come along later on and say, how you going to not like somebody who you don't even know? Well, that's how. But even if you said that you like somebody like a Beyonce, because I don't care what nobody, I don't care what Beyonce, I don't care what Beyonce do. No, I'm just kidding. You might like an artist, but do you like them enough to buy their album? You might like an actress, but do you like them enough to go see their movies? to buy their DVDs, to download, you know, stream on your devices? Do you like them enough to spend your money on them? There's a difference. There's a difference. And that's when the difference will start to kick in. Like, oh, yeah, I like Cardi B, but there's no way I'm buying one of those, you know, buying her music. Like, I just like who she is. You know, she seems free. I'm not talking about me. I don't like Cardi B. When I've heard people in my from my generation talk about Cardi B, and I'm like, that's the artist you want to single out that you say that you like? I like Cardi. I like Cardi. Like, what? Okay. You got an album? Did you buy the album? Can you name a few of her songs? Whatever. Do you like her like her? Because making the decision to openly support somebody that you say you like is a whole other level. That's a whole different level than just claiming that you like somebody or that somebody is cool or that, you know, they're good money or bad money or whatever. Put your money where your mouth is. Let's see how much you like it. Let's see how much you like them. Let's find out. Let's find out. You like a car. You like a house. But would you put money on those? You like Dr. Umar Johnson. You like Brother Polite. All right. You like Dr. Umar Johnson? You like what he says? You like what he's doing? You like his contribution? All right. Did you give any money to his school? You know, the Frederick Douglass, Marcus Garvey school that he built. You say you like Dr. Umar. How much do you like Dr. Umar? Do you believe in Dr. Umar? You like him. Okay. Okay. Hey. The proof is in the pudding. The proof will come through and shine through in your willingness to contribute or not. You know? Like, yeah, I like Dr. Umar, but yeah, I don't like him because I don't, you know, he seems a little funny about the money. He's a little funny with the money, that Dr. Umar. Honestly, that's the way I feel about Dr. Umar. I really like Dr. Umar Johnson. But I don't know about giving money to Dr. Umar Johnson. He just seems a little funny about the money. First of all, just like a lot of activists, he's a little too concerned about money. Makes me a little uncomfortable. And call me cheap, but I like my activism for free. I do. I like my activism for free. You say you love your people, why are you making them pay for your knowledge, your wisdom, your planning, your strategy? Why are you making them shoot? We've all paid the ultimate sacrifice just to be here. Our ancestors had. You gonna tax me too? Come on, man. So I'm just saying, how much do you like Dr. Umar Johnson? And I have to pick out Dr. Umar Johnson right now because he is head and shoulders above all of the other black nationalists and black, he's not a black nationalist. He's actually a Pan-Africanist. Okay, whatever. But as far as the black activists are concerned, he's head and shoulders above everybody else right now. But anybody who has followed Dr. Umar for any length of time knows that he breaks down every now and then. He might be a little kooky. So you might like him, but you might not always like him. You might like him and even want to support him, but you might not be able to support. You may not be able to wholeheartedly support everything that he does all the time. You know? But at least he hasn't been racked with any old crazy scandals like, say, a Brother Polite or Malachi what's the new Nubian's leader locked up for all of them years because of them, you know, those allegations of those kids. You ain't gonna tell me that all of those Malachi York, Malachi Z York. Come on, man. And y'all can stop wishing. Dr. Malachi Z York is not coming home no time soon. That many people cannot have accused him of doing something that he ain't do nothing to nobody. Not one of them. We have to start being more aware of who we follow. But anyway, this is how you determine how much you like somebody. People who follow and support a Dr. Umar Johnson or Malachi Z. York with a whole movement of a type of a whole religious grade movement, to whereas people will give all their money, change their whole life, their lifestyle, dress a certain kind of way to appease one leader. Well, that kind of shows how much you like them now, doesn't it? I would say that you like them. And you know what? Shout out and peace to Dr. Malachi Z. York, because he has done some good work. Just because you may have done some easy, I'm not the type of man to take away your whole catalog. I can't do that. I'm not qualified to do that. You know, he maintains his innocence. And so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt of that. I'm not going to judge on that. But nonetheless, it's a decent example, in my opinion, the degrees of whether you like somebody or not. Your contribution, your involvement, your proactive involvement with somebody or something will show how much you like it. Oh, yeah, I like it. I like it like it. Interestingly enough, since, you know, we've talking about, you know, changing your whole life for a charismatic leader and all that kind of stuff. You know, think about church for a minute. Church. You know, church. Think about that church. People say they love the church that they belong to, but do they really? Do they really? People say that they love the Lord. Do they really? Do they really? Okay. By the qualifications that I was just talking about as far as giving your money and changing your whole life around and all that kind of stuff, yeah, that shows that you like it. But does it really? Does it? How many people do you know are taking advantage of the online tithing that churches offer now, especially mega churches? Online tithing. I ain't got to go up in that building and submit that envelope. Look, Visa, MasterCard, Diners Club, Discover, what's the other one? American Express, PayPal, Cash App. Yeah, these churches got it all. Zelle. What else? They have more than a few ways for you to tithe. And yes, you will go ahead and tithe. Are you tithing because you like it, or are you tithing to avoid the fiery pits of hell? Just asking. I know that personally, I would rather avoid the fiery pits of hell. I would rather avoid the fiery pits of hell. Hold on, y'all. I would rather avoid the fiery pits of hell. But do we really like the church that we belong to? Because why do we find it so hard to get our ass up on a Sunday morning and go to it? Shout out to all of my people who work on the weekends, which can make it difficult. But for the people who work a regular 9-to-5 job Monday through Friday and have the weekends off, why are you sending in your tithes instead of getting your ass up on that Sunday morning, getting dressed and going to go praise the Lord? Why not? You say you like your church? Did you even watch the service? I'm just asking, did you even watch the service? Because the service, you know, they allow you to pay online the same way that they allow you to watch online. So are you just writing the checks, paying your way into heaven? Or do you like the church? You like the church enough to pay, but do you like the church enough to participate? Did you join the choir? Are you on the usher board? The building fund? Did you sign up to be a counselor in vacation Bible school? Come on, man. Support your church. You say you like your church. Well, why don't you support your church? You don't like them enough for that? Did you used to like them? You know how it is when you used to like somebody or you used to like something. You might still like them, but you don't like them like you used to like them. You don't like them like you used to like them. You used to like them. T. Carey, right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peepers going directly into your sight. And Emily Dunlap is in the house. Bow, she about to turn it out. Emily says, see, this topic is so true for most people. Interesting. T. Carey says, not a fan of Beyonce. Good example. Emily also says, God, I'm listening. Because you may be sending me messages through Omar. Because his topics be on point of things I need to hear. That's what's up. But I'm going to start changing him and charging him a fee. TK Wright says, you can stream church and tithe. I know. But if you really like your church, wouldn't you want to be in the building? This might sound like a stupid example, but I'm going to go with it anyway. If you like to go bowling or you like to go skating, and let's say that your favorite skating rink or your bowling alley streams bowling from online, would you watch your bowling online? Or would you get your ass up, put on your bowling shoes, wax up your ball, and go bowl? You like to bowl. You like to bowl. You like to skate. So how is watching other people bowl and skate doing it for you? Well, I asked the same question about church online or, you know, tithing online. If I really like my church, I want to be in the building. I want to feel the fire. Feel the fire. Feel the fire. Is it just me? Listen, I ain't indicting nobody tonight, today. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just asking a couple of questions. Since we're talking about different ways and degrees to like or not like someone. Like, I like you, but I don't like you like that. I don't like you enough to spend money on you. I don't like you enough to do things for you. I don't like you enough to put somebody off that I really like for you. I don't like you enough to choose you over somebody that I really like or that I love. I just like you. I like you from afar. I like you as a friend. I like you as a guy. Like you as a girl. I like you as a boyfriend. Like you as a girlfriend, but not as a spouse. I like you, but I can't let you live in my house. Live in my house. I like you like a cousin, but a play cousin, not a blood cousin. But if you like a friend like a cousin, you really like a friend. Different ways and degrees to like or not like someone. How much you like them. Have you ever been challenged to prove your like or love to somebody? Have you ever dated somebody, been involved with somebody, been sleeping with somebody that you didn't really like? I have. Absolutely. I liked them, but I ain't like them like them. I ain't really like them like that. You know, sometimes you might be really physically attracted to somebody like, yo, she got a body. How about this? Because I've definitely been through this before. Have you ever been involved with somebody, physically, sexually involved with somebody who you cannot talk to over the phone? Like y'all phone conversations always go left. There's always a miscommunication problem. There's always a little argument that ensues. You know what I mean? It's just not a good telephone relationship. But when y'all get together, it's all good. You know, I've dealt with women in the past where it was exactly like that, and I couldn't understand it. I found out about why later on. Some people like you so much that every time they talk to you on the phone, they are longing to be with you so much that they don't really know how to express it on the phone. So you're dealing with somebody that you may only like, but you're dealing with somebody that is in love with you. So they have separation problems. And talking to them on the phone brings out the worst in them. And it was a crazy situation. When we would get together face to face, there were no problems. We never even talked about the little tiffs we had on the phone. But as soon as we are apart, things fell apart. I didn't like that, which means to me that I didn't like them. Because I'm thinking in my mind, we can never really be together. We can't get it together. I can't be with a chick that I can't talk to on the phone. Not me. You get it? Understand? You know what I'm talking about? Maybe so, maybe not. But yeah. So you might be physically attracted to somebody or really appreciative of a lot of the qualities that they have. But you don't like them like that. You don't see any future with them like that. Like, it's not even a discussion for you. Like, yeah, you cool and everything, man. We don't really get along. How do you like somebody but y'all don't get along? Is it just me? How do you like somebody but y'all don't even get along? The story of my life. Some people can't separate. Like, for some people, the people who they don't get along with, they can't even see themselves liking. Like, nah, he's a dickhead. He's a pain in the ass. You know, she's silly. You know, she conceited or whatever. I like him. I like her. You know, we don't gel too well. You know what I mean? You know, it's like an Aquarius and a Scorpio. It's like a Taurus and a Sagittarius. You wanna have like a Gemini and an Aries. A Pisces and a Scorpio. All right. Matthew Carey Wright says, people are still blaming COVID for streaming instead of going in person. I know exactly what you mean. And that was a concern for a couple of years. But the people that I'm talking about was already tithing and churching on their phones and tablets and computers way before COVID. So they ain't getting out of this. Now that might be their reason for never going back inside the church. Why you ain't going inside that church? Damn, why they don't have bongos in church? Yeah, T. Carey, right? They ain't getting out of this. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Show how much you like your church. Put on your clothes. Don't do that come as you are shit. Go get dressed. Put on a skirt or a nice dress the way your grandmother made you do. Get your hair done. Do your hair before you go to church. I don't care if you're going to wear the big hat. Get your hair done. You go to church looking presentable. And a nice, don't put on one of them form-fitting dress. Don't freak them dress. Put on a nice conservative dress the way granny, the way nana, the way big mama, the way my mom told you to do it back in the day. That's right. Go to church and sing, too. Sing. You know them hymns. You know them hymns. All right. Emily says, yes, people still blaming COVID for the things, but yet they refuse to wear a mask. They're afraid when it's suitable for them. Well. Let me see. TK Wright says, yes, I had a friend who wanted me to prove that I was really her friend by agreeing with her all of the time. Oh, God, not that. Oh, shoot. Emily says, I know someone who has COVID, who's had COVID several times and want to tell me about it. I should be telling her probably because, thank God, I've never had it. Only asthma over here. Don't be playing down asthma like you know what I mean? You know, asthma attack is like death. Can we get a rescue inhaler over here before I have to perform CPR on her and she's still alive? Got to get Emily Vitals going again. Praise God. Yo, stop praising God. She ain't out of the fire. You know what I'm saying? Hook Emily up to an IV. Get an IV. All right. Okay. TK Wright says, I had a guy who argued with me on the phone all the time, but in person, our chemistry was fire. It's a weird thing. But you know what, TK, right? It might have been the same thing that I've experienced. He may have had really bad separation anxiety. Like, separation anxiety is more than just not wanting to be apart from somebody or getting really nervous when somebody is leaving you, has left you, or is about to. It can be a lot about not knowing how to conduct yourself in the absence of the presence of somebody else. Like, how do you nitpick and bicker and disagree and not be able to get along online to the point we'd be like, oh, yo, I'll call you back. You know what I mean? But in person, it's like, it's so bad that you don't even really be wanting to get with the person in person, like, because you thinking they're going to bring up the same shit that y'all talked about on the phone, and they don't. They never do. And then when you, if and when you get sick of the whole thing, like, well, I'm going to just go ahead and leave this situation alone. And they're like, why? You know, all couples have problems. And you're like, not this kind of problem. Like, because the thing is, you don't like them like that. They like you like that, but you don't like them like that. And they don't understand. They don't understand how bad they rattle your cage with their antics, with their separation anxiety antics. They don't know. They don't know you take it real sirs. You real sirs. They playing. Let me see. TK Wright says, I can't be with someone like that. I don't care how fine you are or how much money you have. Like a Libra and a Cancer. Ooh. We're in the Cancer. That's funny. I never thought of that. TK Wright also says, you are correct about the separation anxiety. Stacy White, what's going on? Oh, he admitted it. That's what you're saying? He admitted that it was separation anxiety. Why? Is that what we're talking about? Now, that's interesting. You were saying Aquarius, Scorpio. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Aquarius and Scorpio. I've seen them try, but that ain't. He admitted it once I told him that I couldn't deal with him anymore. Okay. So it was the separation anxiety thing. Yeah, shit is a lot deeper than it looks on the surface. It really is. But we're talking about different ways and degrees to like or not like somebody. Like, I like you, but I don't like you like that. I fucks with you, but I don't fucks with you like that. You know? You know. Do I love you like a friend? Do I like you like a friend or do I like you like a lover? And that can be a really big disagreement and disconnect between two people. A man and a woman. And one of them likes the other one like a lover and the other one only likes them as a friend. This is a lot deeper and a lot more complex than it seems. On the surface, it just seems like there are two people, one who wants one thing and the other one who doesn't want the same thing. Yeah, you can reduce it down to that, but when you really ask yourself, you know that the person who likes the other one as a lover, you know what they want. Their cards are on the table. I want to be with you. I want to be with you. You know, I want to put something together. I want to get next to you. I want to hold hands, put my arm around you. I want to hug, kiss, have sex, make love, you know, build families together. I want to put you on my emergency contact card. I want to be there for you. I want you to be able to rely on me. I want to be able to rely on you. The other one who says that they only like you as a friend, and we're talking about members of the opposite sex. Now, if a woman tells a man that, you know, she likes him, but she doesn't like him as a lover. She only likes him as a friend. Sometimes you have to wonder what the motive is. Like, what are you saying? So if you only like me as a friend, but you know I like you as a lover, so what is going to be our involvement together? Because you only like me as a friend. Evidently, it can't be a friend that we hang out with. I'm not going to. If you don't have a man of your own, a spouse or anything like that, but you're telling me you don't like me like that, so we can't like go on dates and stuff like that because it's almost like you're using me. Let's say we go to a club or an event or something like that, and another man tries to talk to you. You don't have any incentive not to talk to him if you're interested in him because you're not interested in me like that. You don't like me like that. I like you like that. You mean to tell me that we going to ride in the same cars or meet up at the same place and here I am liking you like that, wanting you like that, and you know it, but I got to watch this dude or these dudes be all up in your face. And I got to look the other way because, I mean, what can I say? You don't like me like that. So what's going to be our involvement? This is not as easy as it seems for a lot of people. It's not. It's not all that easy. If you don't like me like that, what do you like me like? I like you enough to have sex with a condom, but I don't like you enough to go raw. In other words, I wouldn't take a chance on my health or my future with you. But we can licky, licky, sticky, sticky. For some people, that might be good enough, but it does tell a story. There are different levels and degrees to this whole liking thing. This is a private conversation. I like you enough to even go raw, but you got to pull out. A That's different than, look, just put it wherever you want to put it. I mean, you can nut on my face. Shout out to people who watch too much pornos and they believe in getting nutted on their face. I've never understood. What is the... Like, you are so beautiful, but you would be spectacularly beautiful if I could just nut on your face. I don't know. There's different levels of nasty out here. But how much do you like a person to let them get that nasty with you? For some people, it seems like they don't care. But we're talking about those who do care. So when a man and a woman, and we're talking about, you know, on the heterosexual side, which is the only side we care about, right? All right, anyway. When a man and a woman get together, I mean, when a man and a woman are in like with each other, how far in like are they? Because this can easily be tested. It's a hard situation when one person likes the other person like a lover, but the other person only likes them as a friend. That's hard because it's going to seem like one person is taking unfair advantage of the friend after a while. Because you know the one that likes you as a lover or the one that likes the other as a lover is going to be waiting for the opportunity to get a chance to pounce. They waiting. My big sis, my first love, Medita. McGuy, you changed your name, Medita McGuy. I like that. Hey, what's up, Matt Guy? That's Medita McGyver. That's what's up. So yeah, it's a tough situation, but you're going to be called on the carpet to explain or display how much you like somebody. Where we at with this? So we're going to still keep going out with each other. Why? You don't like me as a lover? Why are we dating? Why? Every time I'm around you, it seems like you're flirting with me because I want you. I want you to want me. I'm going crazy knowing he will be your lover tonight. And when he comes, I'll let you go. I'll just pretend that you walked out the door. Oh, no. I like you, but do I like you enough to lend you money? Would I entrust my financial position to the hands of somebody who I just like? Do I like you enough to leave my bank card or my bank information in your capable hands? Do I like you enough to entrust you? Because, you know, they say love and trust goes together. So do like and trust. There may have been thieves in your life that you liked. Yeah, you know, like, listen, man, don't leave none of your jewelry or don't leave no change around when such and such come through. They will snatch it up. But I ain't going front, man. That's my motherfucking homie. Man, that's my ride or die. If you ever get into anything with anybody anywhere, whether it involves just the hands and feet or whether it involves the knives, the chains, the bats, and the guns, you can definitely count on such and such. But if you have to run in the store you know, to get a pack of cigarettes, and they in the passenger seat, you can best believe that that change you had in your ashtray is going to be reduced. That's just how they are. Sticky fingers. D, you said you was thinking the same song. Oh my gosh. See? Stacey White says, when it comes to me, I waited and tiptoed until I know I'm for sure that could become very dangerous when it comes to the matters of the heart. True. Different ways and degrees to like or not like someone. How do you know when somebody really likes you? How do you know? Or what are the tests that you will adhere to prove that you like somebody else? I like you, but I don't like you like that. I fucks with you, but I don't fuck with you like that. I mean, come on, man. You know, like, they good. But let they people handle that. Real shit. You like somebody, but do you like them enough to help them if and when they're down on their luck? Here's a good one. It's fairly common, too. Here's a good one. Somebody you know who isn't fiscally responsible. They got evicted from their house or their place, their apartment, whatever, wherever they were living, they got evicted. And you know they got evicted because they wasn't paying right. You like them enough to take them into your house, put them on your payment schedule, give them another chance, help them get on their feet? Do you like them like that? Do you like them? Yeah, you like them, but do you like them like that? Huh? You might not even like your brothers and your sisters and your cousins and your aunties and your uncles and your mama and your daddies like that. You know how money separates friends and turns them into enemies. Friends and lovers. You know, shout out to my people. Let me get this microphone. I said, shout out to my people who have had to let their cousin, their sister, their brother, their good friend from back in the day, their classmates from the first grade, stay with them, even though they knew that they was a hoe, or that they was on drugs, or that they was bad with money, or that they were thieves, or that they were shysters, or that they were always being a ne'er-do-well. And you know why you did it? Because they had kids. They had two or three kids who you did not have enough room in your place for, but you let them come stay at your crib because the kids ain't have nothing to do with the irresponsible nature of their parents. So here you go with your old angelic ass, making sure that you did it for the kids. Sort of like staying with your spouse for your children. But these wasn't your children. These wasn't your kids. But you love the kids. Some of them kids are your God kids. You ain't going to let your God kids be out there like that. You stood before God and called them your God kids. Yeah, y'all didn't do it at the church, but you did it in real life. That might even be bigger than the church. I guess you liked them like that. If nothing else, you liked the kids like that, didn't you? Didn't you? Didn't you? And you know what? It didn't work out, did it? No. You wound up having to put them out and you wound up having to put your auntie out and her kids. Fuck it. Breaking point came. The breaking point came, baby. What y'all know? Did you like them like that? Did you like them like that? You did it for the kids. You did it for the kids. TK writes it, shut up. You don't know me. You did it twice. She did it once. Twice. Three times. Altruistic fool. And I play you. I play you. Kids fucked up your whole crib. You know what I mean? You love them kids, but they fucked your house up, baby, didn't they? They sure did. Messed up all of the doorknobs in the house. You had nice, shiny doorknobs, you know? You went to Home Depot, Lowe's, or whatever. You know what I mean? You know, had the hole driller on the drill. You know what I mean? You put the hole driller on the drill. You know what I'm saying? You made the hole in, you know, and the door got a brand new door, hollow door. But it's a bedroom door. You know what I'm saying? Installed that bitch. Kids swinging on the doors. Pulling on the doors. You know what I'm saying? Messed up the locks, the doors, the everything. Crayon, Sharpie, magic marker, permanent marker. You know what I mean? Grease, dirt, grime. The kids wanted pets. You ain't even had room for the kids, the mom. Oh, speaking of the mom. Yeah, she moved in with you, promised you that she would be out of your hair in 90 days. You set the rules and all of that. Yeah, 180 days later, the mom pregnant again. She been fucking in your house. She a bottomless pit. You know what I mean by a bottomless pit? Some people go so low that they don't hit rock bottom. There is no rock bottom. They just go lower and lower. So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. I got a two-bedroom house. Two. All right, I'm going to be nice. I got a three-bedroom house. You know what? I'm going to call it a three-bedroom place because it might not be your house. You might be renting, and you went ahead and violated your lease. You got a three-bedroom place. You got three kids. You moved in somebody with three kids, and now they about to have four kids.
Yes, Jesus.
This ain't what you're going to call a miracle birth. This is not what you're going to call a miracle birth.
Yes, Jesus.
This ain't no miracle birth. That hoe was sneaking niggas in your house, fucking them. She done got knocked up. She ain't got the job that she said she was going to get. The kids done fucked up your whole crib. You about to get evicted your goddamn self.
Yes, Jesus.
Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is a damn, I'm sorry, this is the Earth Therapy with Sun Show. Man, when it get real, it get real. Y'all got to understand what I'm talking about. When it's real. And when it's on, listen, I know that some of the stuff I be talking about seem a little extreme, and it's like you always got to take it there. It ain't really like that out there. Yeah, it ain't like that out there until it's like that out there. You know what I mean? Anybody who has ever had to go stay with somebody else, you know what I'm talking about. Because you wasn't always the perfect guest. You wasn't always the perfect tenant. You wasn't always, there were plenty of times when y'all bumped heads. And you know what the proof of that was? When you went and stayed with somebody else. You know what it is when you go and stay with somebody else. Well, you know, I'm not staying over there. You done had like 4 addresses in the last 24 months. Well, yeah, I'm not staying over there no more because, you know, We cool and everything, but she tried to control me just cause I was paying her a little bit of rent. So, yo, to another crib, to another place to where I went. I can't have nobody trying to hold on. I can't have nobody trying to hover over me, trying to tell me what to do, trying to be a boss of me. I am my own, even though I don't have my own, but I gotta do myself. Yo, leave me alone. I'm gonna be myself and do me, and I'm gonna be by myself. Soon as I get up on my feet, I'm gonna do this thing. Yo, you can smell my feet, you bitch ass. I was staying with this dude for a little while, but he wanted me to get in his bed. He didn't know that we were just friends. He know that we wasn't like that, but you know how niggas is. I had to get up out of there. I was only like there for a month. Yeah, I climbed in the bed with the nigga one time. I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't gonna front. But I didn't like the nigga like that, and he knew it. He knew it. He said that he'd give me anything I want. He would do it. He would do it. But I can't be with nobody that I ain't feeling. Yo, that probably is the worst feeling that you can have. I gotta move on. So I'm living with my aunt right now. But oh, shit. My auntie cool. My auntie cool. That's my favorite aunt too. But, you know, you don't really know nobody until you live with somebody. You think you be knowing people, but you don't really know nobody until you live with them. You know, people be trying to impose all of these rules and restrictions and regulations. Because I don't know. The way I feel is if I'm paying rent, then I should be able to do whatever I want to do. That's how you feel. That's how you fit. Anyway, I don't want to veer far off the topic because we talking about what we talking about. Different ways and degrees to like or not like someone. You know what I mean? Different ways and degrees to like or not like someone. It varies. It varies, and it can get a little sticky. It can get a little sticky. But these are things that you're going to go through in life. Communication is the key. And if you really, really say that you like somebody, the time is going to come when you're going to have to prove that. And if you say that you don't like somebody, the time will come when you're going to have to show and prove that also. Or when you say that you don't like them like that, because that's going to make you seem like you're wishy-washy. Like maybe you're a little bit selfish. You know, oh, you say that you like somebody, but then when it comes time for you to have to do something or represent, then you don't like them like that. But you was liking them like that when they was doing for you. You was liking them like that when they was looking out for you, when they was speaking up for you, when they was representing for you, when they was bringing you things, when they were doing things for you. So you liked them like that when they used to bring you in a Wawa coffee, a damn Dunkin' coffee, Starbucks. Yeah, you liked them like that then. But when they wanted you to, I don't know, be in their wedding, which meant that you would have had to buy your own dress, get fitted. You know what I'm saying? Maybe buy a gift. Then you ain't like them like that. Y'all wasn't cool like all that. All of a sudden, you don't know, y'all only know each other from work. Y'all ain't cool like that. Yeah. Different ways and degrees to like or not like somebody. You might have to define exactly the way that you like somebody. I like the way you kiss me when we're playing the kissing game. All summer long, we've been together, and it never felt so good. 'Cause when you are with me, it's such a good time. Yes, it is. And when you are next to me, you know my heart beats fast. You make me smile when we... Shout out, rest in peace to Tony Thompson. That boy could really sing. That boy could really sing, that Tony Thompson. He was great.
All summer long, we've been together, and it never felt so good.
I like the way. I like the way, you know?
Cause I can't get it now, cause I...
Hey, man, if you like somebody, you're going to be called on the carpet to explain or give the degree of how much you like them. And if you don't like them like that, it's going to come out. It's going to come out in some kind of way. You might have some splaining to do. You might got some splaining to do. TK Wright says, nobody talks about how he and Soulja Boy favor. Watch me, you! Yeah, I never saw that. We'll have to go re-look at some Soulja Boy, some Soulja Boy videos. But yeah, you know, I like you, but I don't like you like that. I like them, but I don't like them like that. In other words, like I like them from over here, but I ain't going to travel all the way over there to do it. Right. I like you, but would I defend you against other people that I like also? You know how the young people nowadays, they always talking about the ops. You the ops. You the ops. And ops are enemies. Ops, Ops, I believe, stands for opposition. But okay. So you the ops. So I like you, but would I defend you against your ops? Like, yeah, then, you know, that's my man. But if I saw he was about to get rolled on by some other cats, like, would I jump in and help? Would I at least get on the phone, dial 911? Or would I film it? Like, oh, shit, he getting played. Woo. Oh, shit. Damn, man. Well, if nothing else, this would be admissible in court. I mean, there could become a time when that might be the situation that you have to face. Stacey White says, Teddy Pendergrass, the whole town's laughing at me. Well, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 4th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Think it's the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Think it's the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Think it's the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Kunsel met him. Turning 53 years old today, and also Lionel Teasley turning 52 years old today, and Sharon Johnson turning 65 years old today, and Robin Gray, and Ranisha Bryan, happy birthday to you, and Valerie. That's interesting. It's not Valerie, it's Valerie. Valerie Clayton turning 58 years old today, and Chrissy Lawrence turning 30 years old today, and Tamara Daniels, happy birthday to you. And Byron Davison, happy birthday to you. And Kyle, keeping it real, Sobrines, happy birthday to you. I haven't seen you online in a while. And Petula John Petula, happy birthday to you. And Ovi Phoenix Lewis, turning 41 years old today. And my girl, Monica Yaya Black. And she's raising money for Ken. Okay, cool. And last but not least, my man, comedian Pat Kelly, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 4th, anywhere around the world. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the jam. The dance. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, I like you, but I don't like you like that. I mess with you, but I don't mess with you like that. I fuck with you, but I don't fuck with you like that. We need to define these parameters, make sure that we don't be scamming you. I don't want to make you look bad or do things on purpose that might make you mad. I'm trying to build bridges with you and not burn them. And the ways that you have, I want to learn them. I'm going to turn them. Good times to bad. Bad times to good. Here is where I stand. You know exactly what you stand. I am your man. No, I'm not. And I have to let you know what time it is. I might not do it on your time, but I'm making sure that you understand this rhyme. We gonna get into this thing at another better time. I appreciate y'all coming on through. You know how we do. Some of y'all is my boo. Not really like that, but you know what I'm talking about, y'all. Come on. Go. I don't like y'all like that. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow, 1 p.m. All of our regularly scheduled shows will be back on now because, you know, football season is over. So the Urban Therapy with Sun show is back on full time. So 1 o'clock tomorrow, we will be back. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate me some, y'all. Oh, yes, I do. Yes. So make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. You haven't subscribed to the channel, see? See, Blog Talk, Blog Talk, we're going to get you up out of here. Yes. Come on, Blog Talk. Come on, Blog Talk. Yes, yes. Get you out of here. Yes. All right, for my YouTubers, you know just how we do. Thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Peace, y'all.